Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, it's always my fault. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 9 years. In the beginning, we talked about starting a family, but he wasn't able to make that happen. We went to see a specialist, and we were told that his little swimmers are weak. The doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often, but my husband made his issue my fault because I cook a lot of red meat and we eat a lot of bread and potatoes. I was so hurt that he blamed that on me. Then sex with him got worse gradually. He said it's all my fault because I come to bed partially naked and wearing a scarf over my hair. He said those visuals don't go together and he can't perform with me looking unpresentable. That hurt my feelings too. The bottom line is, he cannot perform and his main character is smaller than normal. I have kept it in for so... Huh?
No, go ahead.
Kept it in for so long, and I finally got to tell him how I really feel. We were being intimate, and he made a loud noise and slid away from me. He said it felt like he pulled a muscle after I flipped over too quickly on him. He said I was being wild. I told him I was doing all I could so it would stay put. I told him I was glad he pulled a muscle because I was tired of faking the funk with him. Now he's walking around the house with a heating pad velcroed to his back, and I think he's the most foolish man I've ever met. How can everything that's wrong, especially in his private areas, be my fault? What do you think? Is he blaming me for everything to cover up his own shortcomings? Is he blaming you for everything to cover up for his own shortcomings? Well, in a word, yes. No man wants to face the fact that he's not the man he thinks he is. He's not large in size, and the doctor says he has weak sperm. All that is a big blow to a man's ego, for sure. But instead of trying to deal with this in a mature manner, he's using it as a distraction because the real issue is you wanting children and him not being able to give you children. That is not your fault, period. That is a medical problem on his part, like the doctor said, who also gave him some solutions that could help him build himself up. The way he's acting, are you sure you even want kids with this man? I mean, I know he's your husband, but it's good that all this came out because now you know how he really feels about you. And it's not very favorable. He hurts your feelings because he can't handle the truth about himself. Steve?
Shirley, where did you see that they gave him something to do to help himself? I missed that part.
Oh, the doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often.
Oh, yeah. I see mm-hmm. that. Okay, thank you. I was lost. That was up at the top. Oh, that's right, because you end your letter back at the top. Okay. All right, I got it now. Thank you. Here's the problem. Let's just get to this letter right here. Now, I'm going to read this letter, but as a man, so this woman don't feel bad, I'm going to give you the cause of all his problems. Y'all got married 9 years. In the beginning, y'all talked about having a family, but he wasn't able to make that happen. That's a true statement. But see, a specialist, and we were told that let's just get to this. His little swimmers are weak. Now, let me tell you why you have weak little swimmers. I'm not going to say nothing nasty because this is all part of, health education in class. These little swimmers are referred to, the technical name are sperm. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason you have little weak swimmers is because swimmers need exercise to be big and strong. And where do you get your exercise at as a little swimmer?
Where, Dr.
In the little swimmer swimming pool. You get your exercise in the little swimmer swimming canal. Now, we have a problem because you said his main character is smaller than normal. Well, now that means the swimming canal and the swimming pool is little. Hard to do laps in the kiddie pool. It's hard. You know, all of us have children, and all of us have bought our kids a kiddie pool at one point in time. You can go out there and fill it up with the hose if you want to, but you can't do a lap in a kiddie pool. You need a lap pool or a swimming pool. But his main character is small, so he got a kiddie pool. Now he got the little bitty, little weak swimmers. And they tired, too. Weak swimmers get tired. They can't make it. We can't make it. We can't make it. We can't get nowhere because they weak. Now that we got that out the way, let me help this lady in the letter. The doctor said he should improve his diet and exercise more often. Now, fat boy ain't took his ass to the gym every time. And now he say that's your fault because you cook a lot of red meat and we eat a lot of bread and potatoes. I was so hurt that he blamed that on me, that the sex got worse gradually. How can it get worse? Lord have mercy. He said it's my fault because I come to bed partially naked and wearing a scarf over my head. Hell, do you know how much? If you come partially naked with a scarf, jackpot. That's jackpot, dog. Dog, this will be the greatest moment of your life. She half naked with a scarf on. You ain't trying to do nothing to her scarf. What is you worrying about the scarf for?
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up.
Yeah, you worrying about the scarf for?
At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject. It's always my fault. We'll get back into it right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, it's always my fault.
In all honesty, I feel sorry for this lady because she got this man that's blaming her for everything, and ain't none of this her fault. They can't have a family because they went to a specialist, and the specialist told her that their little swimmers is weak. Now, I told you, in order for the little swimmers to be able to grow up and be strong swimmers, is they have to get a lot of exercise. And you need exercise if you're a swimmer in a big pool. But if you're in a kiddie pool and a little bitty canal, you're not going to be able to get no exercise. It's hard to do exercise in the kiddie pool, because even if you move around a lot, you're going to splash the water out. Now it's on the floor, and now you can't do nothing in the kiddie pool. And then the canal he got, the lady said, it's smaller than his main character, is smaller than normal. Lord have mercy. Now you got a little bitty main character, and you ain't got no kiddie pool. You got a kiddie pool. It's too much small mess in here. That's why your swimmers are weak. Now the doctor said, like Shirley pointed out to me, that he needs to improve his diet and exercise. Fat boy ain't took his ass to the gym yet. Now he blame you for the diet, because y'all eat a lot of red meat, potatoes, and bread. All that could be true, but I like potatoes and bread.
Yeah.
I ain't had no trouble with my main character. As a matter of fact, I had to talk to him all the time.
Okay.
Say, man,
this
ain't
about
you. Well, that's what I had to tell my main character sometimes. This is not about you.
And I'm telling you that now.
Well, I'm just saying, he's probably never had that conversation with his main character. His little main character ain't doing nothing right. Hey, your turn. My man, hey, what you doing? Here we go. Now he making up excuses why he can't get the main character to play the lead role. See, when you got the main character, you got to have the lead role in the play. Now the starring lady in the play, your co-host, she come to bed half naked with a scarf on her head. He say those two don't go together, and it's her fault that his main character can't produce because she's unpresentable. She half naked. She is presenting herself to the little swimmers and the kiddie pool. Your main character is not doing what he's supposed to be. He got to stand up and be Othello. It's time to be Othello. You over here, you little Pinocchio. That ain't the play we doing tonight. Now, damn it, get the play right. Your main character is reading the wrong script. You is not little Pinocchio. And if you are, tell a lie. Let's get some growth here. What
good
play
one, Steve.
Are you
good
doing?
One.
Your
good
main
one.
Character
good
is
one.
Not following the script. Listen to me. If the script is Little Red Riding Hood, we need you to be the wolf. You can't be Little Red Riding Hood. This ain't who we are. We need your main character to be the wolf. If you the three bears, you can't keep being the little baby bear. You can't be Goldilocks. Damn it, you need to be Papa Bear. Your main character don't know the play. Now, we was being intimate one time, and he made a lot of noise and slid away from me. He said it felt like he pulled a muscle after I flipped over too quickly on him. He said I was being wild. I told him I was doing all I could so it could stay put, because the little character over here don't know how to play the whole time. See, the little character keep running around the playground. We on the sliding board. Stay on the sliding board. What is your little ass going over there getting on the seesaw for? We not got to finish on the sliding board. Now, he come talking about he done pulled the muscle. Because, and then he said, and I told him I was glad he pulled the muscle because I'm tired of faking it. Trying to hold you in place because your main character doing the wrong play. Name a couple of plays. Just give me a name of a play. A popular play name.
The Wiz.
Okay, The Wiz. Okay, The Wiz is good. When is you going to be the wizard? Everybody can be off to see The Wizard. You need to tell your main character you got to be the wizard. And you stop. Toto ain't going to make it. Stop being Toto the Scarecrow. Fiddler on the roof. Be the damn fiddler. Why is you keep being the fiddle? You got to be the main character. Coming here with your little violin ass. Matter of fact, you just coming here as a couple of strings. And we need the whole damn fiddler. Give me another play. Any play.
I'm saying fences.
Yeah, fences. Yeah.
You got to be Denzel.
Yes, you do.
When is you going to be Denzel?
Yes, no problem.
Can't be the son. Come on, Pop.
You can't be the son. I ain't got it, Pops. Come on, Pops. I ain't got it. Shut up, boy. Give me another play. You got to get your main character together. Anything. Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. Your punk ass ain't going to be Juliet. Where is Romeo?
Wherefore art thou?
Damn, be the ladder. Just climb up there. Do that. Get your role together. Your main character is sloppy. He not cutting it. Lady,
Madea.
Let me just... Huh?
Madea.
Damn it, be Madea.
All right. I think you get the point, right? Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Covering up his own shortcomings. We tired of short.
App. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.